From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The director of the FBI has asked for an independent review of the Bureau's investigation into the Fort Hood, Texas shooting suspect. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
FBI Director Robert Mueller has asked former FBI Director William Webster to look at how the Bureau handled information about Major Nidal Hassan before the shooting at Fort Hood. NPR reported last week that investigators identified key failings at the FBI that may explain why Hassan went unnoticed. Specifically, there was a communication problem between the FBI field offices in San Diego and Washington. When an agent in Washington was following up on Hassan and whether he was a threat, he had an incomplete file. He was missing 16 intercepted emails Hassan had written to a radical imam in Yemen. The San Diego office had not forwarded those emails. It's unclear how long Webster has for his review or whether his findings will be made public. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul today. Karzai said Afghan forces would be ready to take over the nation's security in 5 years, and his country will need financial backing for up to 20 years to sustain a large enough force. In Baghdad, at least 112 people were killed and hundreds injured in 5 car bomb explosions that occurred within 30 minutes of each other this morning. The attacks targeted several government buildings. President Obama has unveiled a plan to get more Americans back to work. It includes tax incentives for small businesses to increase hiring, new infrastructure investments, and rebates for homeowners who make their houses more energy efficient. The president said some of the programs would be paid for by money left over from the government's Wall Street bailout program. After more than a decade, the federal government has reached a settlement with American Indians over mismanagement of funds. The lawsuit is one of the biggest class action cases ever against the government. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Eloise Cobell told a crowd of reporters that when she filed this lawsuit in 1996, she thought it would take a few years.
I believed all we had to do was expose the lack of accounting, the government, and everyone would come to an agreement over the issues, and we would settle this case. I expected the settlement 10 years ago. Instead, it turned into a battle for 14 years.
Over more than a century, the government mismanaged funds that were held in trust for American Indians. Under the settlement, the government will pay $3.4 billion. Each plaintiff will get about $1,000, and the government will use $2 billion to buy government-managed parcels of land back from Indians. Congress and a judge have to sign off on the agreement before it's final. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, an hour before the close, the Dow is down 124 points at 10,265. The Nasdaq is down 16. The S&P is off 12. This is NPR. In Iran, several thousand anti-government demonstrators held a second day of protests at Tehran University. And for a second day, they clashed with street militia wielding clubs and firing tear gas to disperse the crowds. Iran's top prosecutor is warning the government will not be lenient toward those who he says threaten national security. Officials at the Food and Drug Administration are concerned about excess radiation that appears to be coming from some medical scanning equipment. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
Back in October, the FDA received news of several hundred people in California who had received too much irradiation, as much as 8 times too much, during CT scanning. The patients had had something called perfusion scanning, where they were injected with a dye that highlights tumors or other problems. The agency has now found 50 more people around the country who were over-radiated during CT scans. Many of these people developed symptoms including hair loss and skin redness. They were scanned with machines from several different manufacturers. The FDA is working to figure out what the problem is. In the meantime, it's asking facilities that do CT scanning to be extra careful, to check their machines and the doses of radiation they're using. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
For the first time in the U.S., a death row inmate has been executed with a single lethal injection. The state of Ohio this morning put to death convicted killer Kenneth Byros after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected his request for a stay of execution, in which he argued the one drug method would be painful. The one drug protocol was adopted because of a lawsuit that said the cocktail of 3 drugs could cause pain. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.